The Alaska Attorney General's Office filed a 19-page brief in federal court defending Juno's fees on cruise ships and passengers. The state attorney followed up with a 4-page brief explaining why the state takes an interest in the case. It argued that the outcome of the lawsuit could impact the state's own $5 per cruise ship passenger fee, which has survived past legal challenges from the industry. That was Tuesday. On Wednesday, the state pulled its briefs and asked to be withdrawn from the case. Alaska Department of Law spokeswoman Corey Mills released a short statement. It said the original motion was filed in error due to internal miscommunications. She wouldn't elaborate.
We're trying to figure out what that means, and we're scratching our heads a little bit.
That's Juneau City Manager Roy Watt. He says the passenger fees in Juneau and other communities are similarly structured. That means a lawsuit's outcome in Juneau could set a wider precedent.
You know, we are defending our actions in the lawsuit, and we think that our fees and Ketchikan's fees and the state's fees are legally similar, and we're waiting to see what their next step is.
At stake is millions in cruise ship passenger and port development fees on vessels that call in Juneau during the busy cruise season. In Juneau alone, that's about $13 million when local and state fees are added together. That's why Juneau has spent more than $600,000 in legal defense since the lawsuit was filed in 2016. In filings late last year, the cruise industry argued that the fees violated clauses of the U.S. Constitution that prohibit taxes on shipping. The case is headed to trial. Juneau City Attorney Amy Mead said her office will continue to coordinate the city's legal defense. She found the state's on and off maneuver puzzling.
I don't know why it was withdrawn or what process hadn't been followed or what they felt they needed to do. I don't know if perhaps they're thinking of refiling it or if they've just made a decision that this is not a direction they want to go in, but it won't really impact how we proceed in our defense.
The Department of Law's statement added that the federal lawsuit doesn't directly implicate the state's own cruise ship passenger fee. That assertion directly contradicts its own legal arguments filed fleetingly in federal court. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.